A state legislative committee last week heard a proposal from the Alaska Native Science and Engineering, or ANSET, program to turn Mount Edgecombe High School into a three-year accelerated program. ANSET staff say it's a way to save money while expanding an effective educational track, but the idea was an unpleasant surprise for some at Mount Edgecombe. KDLG's Hannah Colton reports.
Parents of Mount Edgecombe students got an unexpected email from the school Thursday. It said that ANSEP, known to many as a summer science program, is eyeing the state-run boarding school in Sitka and wants to turn it into a three-year accelerated program. Dan Dunaway of Dillingham has a ninth grader at Mount Edgecombe.
Well, we were certainly startled, and as I indicated, you know, the school is really good at communication with parents, and so they'd send out a little message with a copy of one of the news articles to just explain that, you know, if you're surprised, so are we.
The surprise came in the form of a presentation before the Joint Education Committee's Wednesday by Herb Schroeder, a UAA engineering professor who founded ANSEP. He told lawmakers that ANSEP's plan would save the state money by cutting a year out of each student's high school career and aiming to rush them through the university in 3 years as well.
We ran the numbers for the 400 student school, and because the kids are in high school for 3 years and then it takes a whole year off of their time at the university, when you extend that out, it's nearly $6 million a year for a school of 400 students, plus the savings for the families because they got a whole year less of college to pay for when they come.
Founded in 1995, ANSEP is widely considered a boon to high-achieving Alaska Native students. According to ANSEP, 95% of its summer participants go on to enroll in college science degree programs. Managing Mount Edgecombe would be ANSEP's first try at a full-time high school program. The idea raised some concerns among lawmakers Wednesday about the logistics of a switch to an accelerated program. But many legislators in the committee were excited about an idea that Schroeder says would raise the bar for education statewide. The committee took no action on the proposal, but the final word from the committee chair, Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla, reflected the strong interest in the room.
Representative Keller, you know, mentioned earlier that folks just need to give this some thought as to whether this concept in wedding one of the best programs in the state can actually turn out to have a super best program in the state.
Back in Dillingham, Dan Dunaway is skeptical of plans to overhaul an institution he says isn't broken.
I'm not clear what problem he's trying to fix, but it's kind of stunning because our son has just started there and seemed inclined to want to finish out his high school career there. So it was has been a good option for us, and to see that once we found something that we thought was successful being possibly threatened as pretty unsettling.
It's also been unsettling to Mount Edgecombe Superintendent Bill Hutton, who says ANSEP gave him only vague information about the proposal less than a week before it went to lawmakers. Hutton says the plan would effectively exclude students who have interests outside of science and engineering.
I think it's just really sad in our small population, great geographical state that anyone would want students to not have a choice between one great program and another. And I'm very upset that we were not consulted.
As of Monday, there had been no bill filed to enact ANSEP's plan. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.